lesson one.
I don't smoke.
Smoke it.
I mean, until now, I meant.
Smoke it. How's that feel up there? Come on, you little sissy. Better?
It's great.
Death metal. Low like that. Can you do that?
Ooh.
Right. You need to work on that. Secondly, black scream. Hit it.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop-shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle. This is episode 42. Episode 42. We're getting old. And I am joined by the one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard. What's up, my man?
Oh, you know, tired as shit from last night working the mushroom. I like one-stop shops, by the way. I like that we're a one-stop shop podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like the discount drug mart of shop of podcasts.
Right? We got your condoms. We got your razors. We got your potato chips. We got Corona.
Avocados. We got we got bottles of $8 vodka.
Get some tampons. Welcome to Keep It at 99. Blah, 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 blah. You worked Mushroom Head last night.
Yeah.
In a venue that the capacity you said was 497?
Yeah, it's 500.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let's round it up.
So
we had every bit of 500 in there.
Right? And yeah, how many of those 500 do you think you pulled off the stage last night?
Dude, I mean, like, you can't. We frown upon crowd surfing.
Yeah.
Right? First off, it's fucking silly.
Right? The crowd surfing?
Crowd surfing is fucking silly.
At a venue like The Outpost, I think that it's, you know, I can see it being a danger.
An outdoor festival and you want to move,
right?
You know, 100 yards. Really quickly, and you want to get through the crowd and get the fuck out of there, then fine, crowd surf.
Sure.
But, like, when you're just getting tossed up and you're landing on people's heads that can't move, they're all, like, wedged in the front and they have nowhere to go and you're just fucking landing on their necks and shit, like, at that point, you're just causing a hazard.
Right.
Stop it. It's fucking silly. So, it's frowned upon, but you can't stop it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, people are going to do what they're going to do, and I'm all about a good time at a show and shit. Like, I want everybody to have a good time. And if you're having a good time, I'm not going to fucking throw you the fuck out for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're being an asshole, I'll throw you the fuck out for it.
Get gone.
So, yeah, I don't know, dude. 50 fucking times last night I had to pull people off that crowd. You know, and then, you know, like, you have some people, David Dacko, who fucking crowd surf, and when they hit the stage, they're right off. Boom. Right off the side. They know what to do.
That's 100% the way to do it.
There's fucking protocol for crowd surfing. And that's the way to do it. If your feet hit the stage, you get the fuck off. And then you have the dipshits who, you know, this fucking asshole last night wanted to punch this fucking dude in his throat so fucking bad. Button up fucking black shirt and his tight ass jeans. Every time he'd get on the stage, he'd want to turn around and be like, woo, look at me. Pumping his fucking arms like he's on Jersey Shore and shit.
Oh.
So I just, you know, I muss his shirt up real bad. I grab his shirt and I'm like, get the fuck off the stage, you fucking piece of shit. And you just got to drive him off stage. But it's like, dude, come on, man. Like, nobody's there to see you. Everybody's there to see Mushroom Head.
Right.
Get the fuck off their stage, you assholes.
Yeah, is it one of those situations where you think your friends are going to go, man, he was on the stage.
Dude, he looks so cool, bro.
We took a picture, and it was like, bro, he was in the bands.
It was like he was up there with them and shit, so it was like you knew him almost. It was like he was hanging out with them, kind of.
I've seen that so many times, though, at shows. Dude. That's get funny. People that get up on the stage and they put their arms up like they're Rocky Balboa fucking jumping up the steps or whatever.
We'll spin you around and drive you right off the fucking stage. You know, and again, I'm nice to the people who, you know, understand what to do at a show. I'm not so nice to the fucking dudes who don't. But shit was popping off last night. And look, we expect it. I've said this before. The Mushroom Head show between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right? It's after Thanksgiving, right before Christmas.
Yeah.
That show is always mellow. And I don't know if it's like everybody's got their bellies full and they're in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, because it's on Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that show is always mellow as fuck, man. There's never any fights. Everybody's like in a really good mood, and it's all good. This show, the show immediately after, you know, New Year's, whenever they have it, which is usually like the Valentine's Day Massacre show, it's violent. There's assholes, and they're getting drunk, and they want to fucking fight, and they want to cause a problem and shit. So we, the security guys, we as a team expect that shit going into the show. So you're already stressed out. as soon as you get to work, you haven't even opened the doors yet. You're already stressed out because you fucking know what's coming. And sure as shit, last night, man, shit popped off. And my guys handled shit very well. Very well. I love those dudes, and I'm proud of them, and I love that they do a good job. And fuck these drunk motherfuckers who want to act all tough and be a badass. Jared works one side of the stage. I work the other side of the stage. Mm-hmm. We're like the vets in the room and shit. So this is where we get those spots. And then Big Joe, Big Red, and Tim, 6'8", 300 pounds. He's a fucking monster. And that dude moves a crowd like nobody's business. Like, when he starts swinging them fucking tree limbs of fucking arms that he's got, motherfuckers move. So there was a problem right down front. They fucking, you know, Red and Tim come down to fucking grab these dudes and pull them back. And then he had some other dudes jumping on them. And Jared fucking jumped right down in front and just bull rushed all these motherfuckers out. And, I mean, they got every single one of these fucking dudes out. But when it got over by the bar, the one dude was like, he cheap shotted Red a couple times, I guess, in the face, you know. You're going to take it. So they ended up like falling right by the bar, and Red fell right on top of this dude and just teed off like he was on the fucking PGA tour. Like, it was gnarly. I'm looking over the guitar cases from the side of the stage and shit just to make sure they're getting out okay. And Tim clears the fucking path. They're fucking Big Joe and Red are on these dudes whooping the fuck out of them. Jared's got the fucking big bald motherfucker pinned against the bar, and he's telling him, like, you move, motherfucker, and you're losing all your goddamn teeth. And that dude did not move. He chilled the fuck out. But Red just teed off on this fucking guy, man. Like, he must have hit him, I don't know, at least a half a dozen times. And the guy gave up pretty good. He was like, all right, I'm done. Oh, my God. And, you know, Big Joe got some shit in, and he was all happy. And I told Joe before he even fucking, you know, got there last week when I talked to him about working the show and shit, I said, it's going to be a rowdy one. And he was like, good. That's what Joe likes. Joe likes that shit. But yeah, there was probably three or four fights that went down last night. They were all handled really quickly and everybody got ejected. No other problems. No real stage hiccups. Like, everything went smooth as far as the band and shit goes. Jackie LaPanza.
Yeah.
Such a sweetheart.
Yes.
Of a girl. She really is, man. She's such a nice girl. And, you know, once again, crowd surfs. And I'm like, God damn it. I swear to God, if one of you motherfuckers grab her tits, grab her ass, I'm fucking jumping in this goddamn crowd. And I don't even care if I get my ass kicked at that point. But it's like, don't be that guy. Don't be that fucking guy. But everybody's pretty respectful when she jumps out in the crowd. And there was a guy right down front that was being a drunk asshole to some other people, and I told him to chill the fuck out. And she went, like, right in front of that guy, and I was like, oh, this fucking dude, I swear to God, I'll kick him in the face. Because I could have kicked him in the face, because he's right in the front and he can't move. So he would have just kind of boxed in and took a foot to the mouth.
Yeah.
But he was really respectful of her, and I appreciated that. But, you know, she crowd surfed out and then came back and I pulled her off the crowd. Such a sweet girl, Jackie LaPanza. I can't say enough good things about that girl. She's just so nice and respectful to everybody, and she loves her fans, and yeah, she's a good girl.
Don't let Skinny hear you talk about her like that. Like,
why? What's Skinny going to do? What's Skinny going to do, huh? Was he going to fight me?
Yeah.
Well, if he fights me, I bet he leaves halfway through the fight and has somebody else come in and finish the fight.
I was just going to say, you could call Waylon up for backup.
Yeah. Popson. Your boy Popson.
Yes!
Killing shit last night.
That's what he does.
He does, man. He's a flawless performer.
Yeah.
In my book, I never see him fucking have a bad show.
No.
And once again, comes out last night. Kills shit.
Kills it.
Water drums. Water everywhere. It was awesome. It was a good show, though, man. Everybody had a good time.
And now, a lesson in ripping off bands for concert promoters.
If you want to know how to book shows, check out Dan Call's YouTube videos. He'll let you know how to fucking fuck people over.
It's the most ridiculous shit in the world. The whole, like, we'll give you 100 tickets. You get $1. For every ticket sold, you get to keep $1. So you're like, if I sell 100 tickets, I get $100.
Woo!
To split amongst 4 or 5 dudes.
Yep. Meanwhile, that 100 tickets is bringing in $1,700.
Right.
$1,600 of it going to the promoter. If he has 10 bands, multiply $1,600 by 10.
And then add 66 2/3%.
You have 16,000.
Mm-hmm.
If he's paying $8,000 to $10,000 for the show, he's walking away with $6,000.
Right.
He does this all the time. And still tries to fucking pack and pack and pack these fucking clubs.
That's insane.
It is insane.
The numbers don't lie.
It's crazy. If you're making that much money for one night's work and you're doing it every month, I mean, you're making more money per month. You're making 3 times more money per month than most people do working 40 hours a week every week. That's simple.
Yep.
It's math.
It's like, and it's good for you.
Why are you, yeah, it's good for
only
you.
Only you.
But why are you trying to overbook these clubs? Why are you overdoing it? How, what do you, what is going on that you're this money hungry?
Well, because every band to them, you know, chalks up, like, they have to go sell the tickets. Like, I was seeing it on the internet. I was seeing people I know going, who wants some Mushroom Head tickets? You gotta hit up the band. You gotta hit up the band to get the tickets. And it's like, are you getting the money? Well, no, but we got tickets on the cheap.
Right.
It's like, well, who's getting the money?
You're a performer. I'm a promoter. Won't pay you cash, but I can give you exposure. You sold the tickets and your fans won't leave sober. You live in your car and lost your toes to exposure. But look, I got a business to run.
Most bands will take that dollar that they're going to make per ticket,
mm-hmm.
and knock it off the price. They don't even want that dollar. They just want to be able to sell tickets so they get a better slot,
yeah,
for the show. So a lot of these bands walk away with nothing because they want to drop the price of their own tickets.
Man, I know plenty of bands that walk away with less than what they started because they'll buy their own fucking tickets
to get that better slot.
And then promoters will tell you that they don't encourage that at all. I don't encourage it at all, but they fucking do.
They don't care.
I've went to Peabody's before and we sold like 17 fucking tickets because we were deep in that game already. We already had the shows where we sold a shitload. Nobody we knew wanted to come from fucking Barberton to go up to Cleveland, right?
Right.
So we sell like 17 and the fucking chick, as she's counting them, she goes, the band right before you sold 19.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And she's like, so like if you were to sell 20, you would have like a, you know, a better time slot than they would. And I was
basically
like,
saying, hey, just cough up the money for 3 more tickets, yeah, and we'll give, like, you a better, yeah, slot.
She's like, seriously, if you hook us up with $25 more, you get to play 8 o'clock in the kitchen. It's
like, okay. Instead of 7:30 by the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. You could be playing on the roof right before the doors open. It's like, shit, dude. Shit. But they encourage it. They encourage that kind of shit, man. Like, the whole idea of the fucking pay-to-play locally is fucking bonkers. Because there's so many places that you could play. There's places like Chuck's Steakhouse.
Ugh.
I know, ugh. But I'm just saying, for example, like, there's places. There's, like, Hodges out in Barberton, which Schnauzer played a few years ago.
Yeah.
Fucking Schnauzer went and played this little thing because Schnauzer's just like, fuck it. It's a place. We'll play it. Sure. We don't have to go sell a bunch of tickets. I bet Schnauzer never sold tickets in their goddamn life.
Yeah, I guarantee that.
I
Jim Kanye would have never sold tickets. I don't see that happening ever. Jim Kanye would fucking tell you to fuck her right off.
The world full of fucking assholes who don't care about themselves! Stupid fucking pricks who think that they're better than everyone else! It's not discriminating!
It was that one time the shit really got out of hand when Dan Call was down there, man, and we had fucking, 650 fucking people in that bar. At least 650 people in that fucking club. It was dangerous. It was a very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous, dude. I've said this before. I'm a guy, when doing security, it's 1 per 100. And that's still a fucked up number.
Yeah.
One security dude for 100 people. This is like prison. This is like prison guard numbers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One for every 100. It's dangerous. And then when you fucking oversell it, and now we're one for every 150, one for every 175. Jesus Christ, man. You're making shit really fucking difficult. Look, man, if shit is so fucking packed that you can barely move in this club, right? You only have so many of us. If a fight breaks out here in this area, we're over here in this area. We have to fight to get to the fight. Then we have to fight the fight and get the fight out of the fucking bar.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's insane what we have to fucking put up with as security guys. We make $50 a night. There's no money in this fucking security game and shit. I've been doing this shit for 18 fucking years. That number never changes. Never changes. We don't get fucking paid any more money. There's no fucking,
mushroom head bonus.
There's no you don't even know what the fucking word I'm looking for. I know it, but I can't find it. But there's no, like, extra pay. Like, if you get into some shit, you get your fucking nose broke.
Yeah.
You don't get paid extra for that. Nope. Here's your $50. Have a good night. You get your fucking hands broke. Here's your fucking $50. Have a good night. You know, I got a fucking $7,000 hospital bill for that Angel Vivaldi show. Here's your $50. That's what we fucking make. We take a great risk. I understand people don't like security guys. We're assholes. We're the assholes in the club. We're the guys that people want to fucking look at crooked and talk shit about. What the risk that we take to make sure you all have a good night and walk out of there with a smile on your face, and to make sure that the fucking drunk guy next to you isn't fucking rubbing up on your girlfriend or throwing elbows in your face, or whatever the case may be, we're the guys handling that. There's five of us, six of us, you know what I mean? Depending on the fucking show, three of us. Either way, $50. We take a fucking huge risk to make sure you have a good fucking night. That's what we do. And we don't give a fuck. Like, this is what we've always done. We do it. If we didn't like doing it, if we didn't have some sort of, like, respect for the scene and the job, and to make sure shows go well, because that's important to us, that shows just go well, and everybody has a good show, the band, the fucking crowd, the fucking club, everybody. That's all we want, is for everybody to fucking go home with a good story, that they were at a good show and had a good time. It's all we give a fuck about. $50. That's what we risk our fucking necks for. Our guys last night, the guy in the fucking fights and shit, dude, getting fucking choked and punched in the face. Here's your $50. And these promoters don't give a shit. They're walking out of there with thousands. $2,000 in their pocket. Fucking clear. $4,000 in their pocket. Clear. That's what they're fucking walking away with. And looking at us like we're assholes because we don't want to let anybody else in the goddamn club. Even though it's going to cause a greater risk to us, the guys that are making $50.
Have you heard the new body count?
No.
Dude!
Well, what do you want from me, man? I fucking work and I don't have the internet and I don't
browse. I know, you're the busiest guy I know. You came here early today because you're busy. Red beard.
I don't like being busy. I just want to relax.
Red beard.
I want to relax. I went to bed at fucking 3:30 in the morning. I got up at 8. I just want to relax.
The new body count's hard, son. Hard! It's all about, you'll like this, racism and classism. He says, hey, guess what, guys? Black lives never mattered. No lives actually matter. If you're poor, they don't give a fuck about the higher ups. Don't give a fuck about you. And I was just like, I think he's got a point.
This is how
he's got a point.
I mean, it's only what I've been saying since fucking Katrina.
Ooh.
When everybody fucking wanted to get on this fucking the Kanye shit. When he got on TV and was like, George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you, dude. George Bush and the government itself doesn't care about poor people. Do you think black people are the only fucking people stranded in Katrina? No. All kinds of fucking poor white people, poor Mexicans, fucking everybody down in that area that they just left to fend for themselves for a week with no fresh water, no fucking protection from these gangs who were just raping women and murdering people and robbing people, had nothing to do with color and everything to do with class.
It's a great song.
I bet it is. Ice-T's a great man.
Can't fuck with us once we realize we're all on the same side. They can't split us up and let them prosper off
the decline. A lot of people really, really upset with the band Suicide Silence, who just released a new record. Where their singer, Eddie, he started doing some clean tone stuff.
Some clean tone singing.
Started doing some clean tone singing.
And
what's going on now is some people want to boycott the record. They're like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it. And then Suicide Silence started firing back, where they're like, who would think it's funny that people care that we're trying something new, guys? So I listened to it, man. I listened to it. Because clean tone singing, we've talked about this before, yes. I don't like the term clean tone singing. I think it's fucking stupid. The idea, well, I'm clean toned. You're singing, motherfucker. Yeah. It's just singing. You go, hey, I'm singing. I'm not screaming from the gut, you know, my bowels from my asshole to my throat. I'm not doing that for the entire record. I'm trying to do a little fa-la-la, motherfucker. A little do-re-mi and shit.
Yeah, if you're capable.
That's the thing. If you're capable, great. Plenty of bands. We could probably list them right now. Iron Maiden sings.
Dude.
Devin Townsend fucking sings. Right? So goddamn good.
Judas Priest.
Judas motherfucking Priest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's going to tell Rob Halford, was you clean tone singing there, yeah. Robbie boy? So I listened to the song Doris, the big single from the new Suicide Silence record, right? And I was like, all right, let's see what the fuss is about. And he's like, I'm going to go, ah-hee-hoo. And then, exactly what it sounds like. I started judging, and then right away I go, you know what? They're fucking kids. I bet this guy's a kid. He's just learning, just getting his feet wet. I go and I look up Eddie's age. This motherfucker is like 2-3 years younger than me.
Yeah, I was saying, what is he, like 33?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I was just like, there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for that. Listen, motherfuckers. Look, don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the lakes and the rivers that you're used to. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's good advice. Just start a side project.
Do something else.
If you want to expand into some shit like that, start a side project.
Please.
But you don't try to fix what is not broken. You have a fan base that you've catered to for this many years, and they're used to this. And that's what it comes down to a lot of the times, is that people just don't like change.
Right.
And they're like, ah! If it was good,
that's it.
You have an argument. If you are awful at it,
right,
and it sounds like shit,
mm-hmm,
your fans are now correct,
yeah,
in boycotting your bullshit. Because it's bullshit.
Your favorite band, Attila.
At least you said Attila and not Disturbed.
Yeah.
Usually people are like, hey, your favorite band Disturbed is on. Fuck you.
Hey, man. Attila, man, they had to end a concert abruptly because they got into a fight with the security guys. The guy's making $50 a night so you can have a good time.
What happened?
The security guys apparently roughed up somebody. And Attila saw it, you know. And Attila, real quick, go listen to Attila. Go look at him. They look like their dad's own franchise, like, company. Like, Fortune 500 companies. And they're like, what do you want to do, son? He's like, I want to get tattoos on my throat and start a band. He's like, well, fuck it. We're rich.
You can do what you want, son.
So that's how they act. They act like these spoiled fucking cunts. I can't stand this band. Can't stand their fake. Ah, oh, they're so fake. They're like the LMFAO, that band.
Ah, those guys.
They're like, they're to metal what LMFAO is to, like, R&B. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Attila put up, they put up on their Twitter after the show. The show had to end, obviously. They wrote, we will always stand up for our fans. If someone hurts you, we will jump off the stage and fight the shit out of them.
Oh.
Nobody hurts our fans.
Fight the shit out of them, huh?
Then Lord Slime, Franzilla from Attila, you know, because whatever. He's like, well, that show ended with a brawl. Sorry you guys had to see us like that. We just don't stand for that. We can't stand to see our fans getting hurt like that. That's not chill. Punching the shit out of our fans? Fuck no. Pulling my guitarist off stage? No, fuck no. You guys got what you deserve. Fuck that shit. Be fucking chill. Violence wasn't necessary. First and foremost, you guys decided to fight security, dude. So the whole violence wasn't necessary.
Out the window. Yeah, you're fighting.
You just negated yourself, motherfucker.
Look, I'm not gonna sit here and say all security guys are fucking innocent and shit.
Right.
There are some asshole fucking dudes that do security, just like there are some asshole fucking human beings that are cops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit happens. You know what I mean? But you don't know what's going on in the crowd with the security and the fucking people. If that fucking individual swung on the security dude, that security dude has every right to fucking whoop that dude.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you are.
Right.
If you tried to fucking break my face, I'm gonna ruin your day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I've thrown bands off a stage, dude. I've gotten into it with bands. I've physically grabbed a fucking singer and bull rushed that motherfucker all the way out of the club and threw him out the fucking front door. And if he wanted to fist fight me once we got outside, I would have gladly obliged. I don't give a fuck. If you're an asshole, you'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll fucking give it to you. Not a problem. Not a fucking issue. So maybe the security guys were at fault. Maybe they were.
Maybe they weren't.
Benefit of the doubt, right? But maybe they weren't. And if you think you're a tough guy, I'm sticking up for my fans. You can get it. Come off the stage. You can get it. Your fucking guitar player wants to fucking run his mouth? Pull him off stage. He can get it too. Franzilla. Blech. I want to see video.
Okay.
Is there a video of it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a video of the fight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to see it. Because, look, if there's video, then maybe we should be able to tell.
He kicked the security dude, and the security dude just fucking rocked him.
Yeah.
It's the brat from... They look like brats! The band,
yeah.
The band looks like you just want to, like, discipline them and ground them. Take away their cell phone.
Suck my fuck. That's such a stupid fucking goddamn saying.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. They made fucking... Franzella came up with that, made shirts about it, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. It's fucking suck my fuck. That's the dumbest fucking saying I've ever fucking heard in my life. So, we just watched the video of the fight with whatever. Like, you can't really see what's going on with the security and the people. But what did happen is the fucking guitar player comes up and throws a kick head level at the fucking security dude. You fucking kick a security dude in the head, you're getting fucking pulled off stage. And he got yoked off stage.
Yeah, it was like,
He was like on stage and then he disappeared. It was like a disappearing act and shit. That security dude was not having that shit.
You can tell that dude did not know what happened. You kicked
the wrong fucking dude because that dude was like, fuck that shit. I don't know what was going on with the fan down front. The video says mistreating a fan.
Yeah, what's mistreating?
What's going on? Maybe this dude is one of the assholes that I was talking about briefly earlier. And he's causing a problem for everybody else down front. That shit happens when you get wedged in. It just fucking happens. People are fucking assholes sometimes and somebody has to fucking take care of it.
Yeah.
So you don't know what that security guy has to fucking deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what he's trying to do. All you see is a physical altercation between a security guy and one of your quote-unquote fans. And then you want to come up and fucking get in the mix and fucking kick a dude in the head? Violence isn't necessary and you throw a kick to the head.
Yeah.
You can get it. And you got it. You got pulled off stage, dude. And I guarantee when your boys came in the crowd, security fucking rocked their ass too.
Oh, probably.
Guarantee that shit. You don't fuck with a security team. They're a team. They're together. If they're wearing the same shirt, they're fighting together. You don't have enough fucking dudes in your crew on fucking stage to handle that shit. Franz wasn't doing shit. He threw a mic. Pussy. What are you gonna do? Pull that fucking hoodie over your face like a goddamn hockey jersey and go fucking Detroit Red Wings on that ass.
Yeah, suck our fuck, Attila.
Suck our fuck.
Ugh.
That's the dumbest fucking saying ever. Suck my fuck. It's stupid. It's stupid. You used three fucking words that 14-year-old girls attached themselves to, and you made a shirt out of it and fucking suck my fuck. God damn it. You fucking suck as a band. Oh, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. I'm a motherfucker.
You technically are a motherfucker. Yeah, okay. So am I.
So.
Oh, high five. Boom. We're motherfuckers.
Two motherfuckers in the house.
Two motherfuckers getting ready for that time. You know what time it is?
Is it our favorite time?
It is our favorite time.
It's
Badass Band of the Week! Bam!
Cool.
This week's band, Badass?
Super Badass.
Super Badass.
Heavy as balls. Heavy as my dad's balls in the last 6 months of his life when they was as big as coconuts.
Just, he had to put them in a wheelbarrow. Like that episode of South Park.
It was just like everybody that. They were huge.
Yep.
Giant balls. Heavy as those.
Who are we talking about, man?
The motherfucking party.
The party.
The party.
Not just a party.
The party.
The party.
There is no other party.
Nope.
You can't have a party without the party.
No.
But if you're with the party,
mm-hmm.
you're partying.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot not party when you're with the party.
Now, you can find them. You can find this band on Facebook. Just do The Party Metal. At The Party Metal.
On Facebook?
That's how you find them.
Bandcamp?
Bandcamp. You can totally find
them. You can go get their stuff. Their songs are like a buck.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Thepartymetal.bandcamp.com.
Go buy their shit.
I have two stickers. I have this like shelf, this bookshelf.
Yeah.
It's got two stickers on it. One says, one's a Franklin sticker. One's a
Kill Franklin sticker. See, look, you're totally hip to this shit, right? So Mike, the bass player from back in the day, and it was like the first dude I ever seen like do the guitar whip. Like that whole throw the guitar around your back shit and like swinging it everywhere.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he's long. Like he's a long guy. He's a very tall dude. And he played this fucking bass that was long as shit. So like when he got to throwing the fucking lumber around, dude, watch the fuck out. But he was crazy as fuck. He was the bass player in Franklin / Kill Franklin. He's now the singer for the party. Eric, the guitar player,
mm-hmm.
who was a bad motherfucker. I think Little Josh ended up being in Kill Franklin for a little bit with those guys.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. And Cliff was still singing with them back then. It was before it all ended or whatever. But yeah, Eric is also in the party. So it's like you got a couple guys from one of my favorite bands from the local scene. I love Franklin. I love Kill Franklin. Like, they fucking destroyed. They used to blow my goddamn mind, dude. Love those dudes. And now they're doing this shit in the party. The motherfucking party.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Wright is the other guitar player. I've known this dude for a while. He was in another band. It was a band. And then like their singer was a dick and like the drummer didn't want to do shit, whatever. So now Doug is in the party and he's perfect for it. He's like a very mellow dude.
Mm-hmm.
Can probably drink you under the table. he drinks really well. These guys, their drummer, fuck, I hate not remembering people's names and shit.
His name's Neil, dude.
I can't remember everybody's name.
His name's Neil.
He's a fucking beast. Like, I mean, this, like, technically, mm-hmm. like, on a technical level, this dude destroys. He's a great drummer. This band is so goddamn tight and well put together. All of them. I don't know why they're not more well known in the scene than they are.
Maybe, I mean, well, you know, the cream always rises, as they say. So give it a year. Give it 6 months. Give 2 years.
Here's who they're popular with. I know for sure that they're popular with like 35 to 45 year old slutty kind of women.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they come out for their shows.
Wow.
They, oh,
that is a crazy demographic to have. Like, we got that demographic locked down, right, guys. But, well, then again, you think about 35-year-old to 40-year-old slutty women. They want to party.
They do want to party.
They don't want to just go to a party.
No.
They want to go to the party.
Right. Well, because they were probably partying when they were like 18.
Sure.
17, 18. And then they got knocked up.
Right.
And they were like, fuck, I can't fucking party anymore.
I missed out like on those crazy
fuck,
days.
I had so much fun. And now that they're like 35 to 45.
Yeah.
And their kid is like 12 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, fuck it, it's party time. Where are we going to go?
I know a place.
Where?
The party.
Oh, that's a fucking amazing. It's perfect for me and my vagina.
Their bio on Facebook is quite wonderful. It reads here, formed from the aftermath of the largest party ever conceived of by man. The party are a insert random subgenre here metal band. That's what I'm talking about real quick. That's what's up. Whiskey bent and hellbound to keep the party going nonstop.
That's true.
We just have to party.
Because fuck you. That's why. Oh,
amazing.
These guys.
Clever.
I want to hang out with them.
I do too now.
All the time.
I do too now. I'll be like, I love your band. We're best friends now. It's me, you, J-Man,
and they're
Corpse Grinder from Cannibal Corpse. We're all best friends.
Their bass player's name is Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds? Like my hero?
Yeah.
Frank Reynolds?
Well, I don't know how many years on this earth I got left. I'm gonna get real weird with it. Meanwhile, block the wind, I'm gonna roast this bone.
I guarantee this, and this is a fact. Hashtag factual opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest thing to ever come out of Canton, Ohio. Ever.
Like, not even just music?
Greatest thing to ever come out of Canton, Ohio. Macy Gray.
The Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah, better than that.
Macy Gray's from Canton?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Why would I know that?
And I choke.
Ha
something by something.
Yeah.
Though I try to hide it, it's clear.
Yeah.
My wall crumbles when you are not near. So we're going to go ahead and fucking leave you fuckers this week.
I hate to go.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our podcast friends.
You are our friends.
You are.
You will not be disappointed. Guaranteed, promise you.
This song's going to fucking rip your life apart.
Try not. If you're driving right now, pull over.
Yeah, because you're going to start like getting down in your car.
If you're standing around items that are like fragile, like a lamp. Glass, yeah.
Move away from lamps.
Move away from them. Take whatever it is you're listening to the show. Go outside. Avoid being too close to trees or the street.
Wrap everything in your house in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And then press play.
Because what your body is going to start doing
involuntarily.
Yeah. It's gonna be amazing. It's the party. We'll see you next week.
I'm motherfucking Rubber City Redbeard.
My name's Eagle.
Peace.
Bye guys.
Your best at the sky.
Your little finger up high.
A god has turned to window.
Your body so weak. Don't stop till the sun comes up. What more is every death?
The stars are burned for the ocean. This is so
the sight is ours, so let's get past. This is a crowning of our damnation.
The sun, the dark sun, your sight worthy. No apologies are full, your differential way. Your best at the sky.
Your middle finger up.
We're gonna turn to a new.
This part is
always
end. Don't stop till the sun comes out.
That was great.
That'll be the fucking end of the show after this party song plays and shit.